Practice Test 2, Exercise 2, page 12. Вы услышите беседу двух друзей о проблемах во взаимопонимании с родителями. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1, А7 соответствуют содержанию текста. 1 – true. Какие не соответствуют? 2 – false. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Вы услышите запись дважды. Обведите правильный ответ.
Now we are ready to start.
What's wrong, Alice? You look like you're in a bad mood.
Yes, I am. I'm having problems at home. My parents are being so difficult.
In what way?
They took away my mobile phone and they don't let me call my friends anymore.
Did you have an argument about the phone bill or something?
Nothing like that. It started after I showed them my school report. So my marks have dropped a little. But it's not because of my friends. I'm just finding the work really difficult.
They probably think your friends have been distracting you.
Well, I used to talk to Jane and Mary on the phone, but we weren't gossiping or anything like that. Most of the time I was just asking them about homework.
Did you explain that to your parents?
I have tried, but they just won't listen. What do you think I should do?
Why don't you speak to them again? Tell them that you are finding school difficult, and that it would be really good to have some friends over to help you.
But Mary's and Jane's parents don't let them go out on weekdays.
Mine do. I could bring my books over and we could go over the homework together.
That's a really good idea. I don't think my parents will have a problem with that. If we sit in the kitchen, they'll be able to see that we are studying. I'll definitely suggest that to them. Thanks, James. You're such a good friend.
Don't mention it. And I'm sure that when your marks improve, your parents will give your mobile phone back and let you call your friends in the evenings again.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the recording again.
What's wrong, Alice? You look like you're in a bad mood.
Yes, I am. I'm having problems at home. My parents are being so difficult.
In what way?
They took away my mobile phone and they don't let me call my friends anymore.
Did you have an argument about the phone bill or something?
Nothing like that. It started after I showed them my school report. So my marks have dropped a little, but it's not because of my friends. I'm just finding the work really difficult.
They probably think your friends have been distracting you.
Well, I used to talk to Jane and Mary on the phone, but we weren't gossiping or anything like that. Most of the time I was just asking them about homework.
Did you explain that to your parents?
I have tried, but they just won't listen. What do you think I should do?
Why don't you speak to them again? Tell them that you are finding school difficult and that it would be really good to have some friends over to help you.
But Mary's and Jane's parents don't let them go out on weekdays.
Mine do. I could bring my books over and we could go over the homework together.
That's a really good idea. I don't think my parents will have a problem with that. If we sit in the kitchen, they'll be able to see that we are studying. I'll definitely suggest that to them. Thanks, James. You're such a good friend.
Don't mention it. And I'm sure that when your marks improve, your parents will give your mobile phone back and let you call your friends in the evenings again.
You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.